What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap! I'm Rick Dang's bitch.
Chappelle Show. New episode Wednesday at 10:30.
California.
In the mix with Bart Cop Radio.
Oh, it's that time again. It's the news featuring Tommy Mack in Los Angeles and
Bart in Okietown.
Okietown. Hey, Bart, it's been slightly over a week since we last talked. A lot has happened. I guess we have a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, probably the biggest change was we lost our general.
Wesley Clark did indeed have to step out. And you know what? It's not his fault. He got in pretty late. If he had come in much earlier, I think he would have had a better chance.
Well, so it seems like the press is pushing Kerry. I'm not sure why. They just love that. They just love the Kerry story. That's just the best story they've ever heard, and they've been taking pains to, I think, dump on Dean and Edwards and Clark.
Well, it was weird because, as we mentioned last week, Dean was so far out ahead for, you know, since the Carter administration, Dean's been out ahead. And then, out of nowhere, Iowa, bang, it's the Kerry show. It's really strange, but Kerry seems to be the man right now.
Well, yeah, he fired his campaign manager, which right now looks like a spectacularly good strategic move.
True, true. But going back to Wesley Clark, I just pray that whoever the eventual nominee is will ask Clark to accept the VP position and Clark accept it as well.
Well, you know, Dean is causing a little bit of trouble right now. He's saying things like, quote, oh, hell, now I can't find the quote.
Well, he's saying he would prefer Edwards over Kerry, that Kerry is very corrupt in his fundraising and that he's no better than Bush.
That's the quote I was looking for, and I hate that.
Why are we doing this? I mean, I admire Dean for giving the Democrats a backbone, but I think this is going to hurt us in the end.
Well, yeah, hopefully we won't continue down the self-destructive path, but we are Democrats. We've got a history.
Yes, we do.
Yep, there it is. He's going to turn out just like George W. Bush, says Dean. I wish he would go on vacation or something.
Well, I don't know if you had this planned out to talk about, but did you read the Drudge Report today?
No, I have not seen Matt today.
Okay. Now, remember, this is the Drudge Report who, as you know, is a right-wing, ball-sucking dipstick who also is occasionally prone to making shit up. But according to his website, and this is developing and should be listed soon on AP and Time and all that sort of stuff, Kerry had an affair with an intern he just sent out of the country.
Lately?
Recently. And Wesley Clark recently, before dropping out, mentioned Kerry was going to implode because of an intern. And that was confirmed by multiple journalists. And that may also explain why Dean is all of a sudden stepping up his attacks and rhetoric against Kerry, and why he did an about-face saying he wasn't going to quit after Wisconsin. Now remember, this is Drudge Report, and it's, you know, just came out today, and it's the only thing he's reporting on, and it's, you know, it's all speculation, or it just could be total dirty politics. Either way, it's not good.
I've seen some tabloid headlines that say he got with Morgan Fairchild years and years ago, which, hey, more power to him if he's a single man and out there nailing movie stars.
That makes him more electable to me.
Sure. But interns is probably not the smartest thing to be doing, especially when your wife's bankrolling your campaign.
Yeah, I would totally agree there. But once again, I please urge everyone to remember that this is the Drudge Report. It is speculation, and that's all it is. However, it is going to become part of the national discourse over the next few days. Kind of like how it just took Michael Moore mentioning deserter on national TV to also make the AWOL situation with Bush such a huge issue for the first time ever.
That bastard.
So, now that I just, like, spouted my mouth off for a bit, I'll let you continue, Bart.
Well, the Janet Jackson situation continues to have life. They say it's not going to go away, and that, like, for the foreseeable future, we're all going to be in this Disneyland situation where everything must be, you know, for the kids, and I sure would hate to see entertainment take a loop that way.
Okay. I think I'm going to talk for the American people, the real American people, when I say this right now. It's a tit! Jesus Christ, people, it's a boob! Every woman has two of them unless you're Nancy Reagan. What is your problem? We all had to breastfeed off these things one time. Get over it!
Well put.
I feel better now.
Yeah, I'm reading the greatest newspaper in the world here. This fella writes in Eastern Germany. which already gives him, I mean, he's probably, if you're from Germany, you've probably traveled to France and Italy and a bunch of, so he's probably got a little more.
And they measure their breasts with very precise tools, yes.
Mm-hmm. It says, to all of you who are offended, I say, get a life. It's okay to watch a game, he's talking about football, that glorifies violence, to execute people in an electric chair, to consume an overwhelming amount of food while millions die from malnutrition, to invade and occupy other countries with no concern for the long-term consequences, to watch hours and hours of junk TV, to soak up shows that find glee in other people's misfortune, to consume and consume and consume, but show a little breast and it's the end of the world. Now that's perverse.
Amen, brother.
I thought he put that rather well.
And I love it when the Germans can talk to us about morality. That is just perfect.
What else we got? Courtney Love is missing, or she was as of the printing of the paper. Have you heard anything about Courtney Love being found?
No. In fact, she was supposed to show up for a court hearing. Didn't show up, so now there's a warrant after her. But, you know, Courtney Love, you know, no pun intended, you gotta love her. I mean, she's just one whacked-out bitch, better known as a W.O.B. We need her in society to look down upon so we can feel good about ourselves.
I wouldn't give her troubles to a monkey on a rug.
There you go. It's funny, because I remember when she had her first acting role in The People vs. Larry Flint. She played a drugged-out, diseased hooker, which I thought, that's not much of a stretch.
She won the Oscar, didn't she?
No, she was nominated, though.
Oh, nominated.
Still.
That seems a little tough.
And, I'm sorry, I don't even like her music. I mean, I like a lot of music, but Hole is not a good band. So, if you get some of the Hole freaks out there writing you saying, Bart, I used to read your webpage every day, but I can tell you don't like Courtney Love and Hole, so I was just going to send you money. Well, shut up. Okay, just shut up.
Yep. Why, speaking of the music business, is Justin Timberlake the most talentless person in show business, or is that just a misconception on my part?
Well, I don't listen to his music, but I hate to say it. The guy is an extremely talented vocalist. He doesn't write any... Well, he does write some of his own songs, and some of them has been...
Wait, are you saying he's got a good voice, or he's a good phraser?
Well, he's one of those people that when they sing the national anthem, it takes them 55 minutes, because they go... Oh, see, can you see? And you want to go kill a donkey.
Jeez. I see also running through the entertainment section, Laura the Unloved has got another book out. Why the hell doesn't she shut up?
Why didn't she just shut her legs?
The Proper Care and Feeding of Husbands. This is the book where she tells all the women, just do whatever your husband says. And, you know, you're supposed to vacuum with the pearls on and the high heels. And when your husband says, I'll have a bourbon, you're supposed to hop up and get it for him. And you rub his feet when he gets home at night. And, you know, even if you got your own career, like this bitch here, I'm sure she waits on her husband.
I like to put her to the test. I want her to go out with Andrew Dice Clay, see how long that really does last. I mean, that's what she's advocating for women, you know? Total submissiveness. Yo, bitch, give me a bourbon. You know, god damn, I hate her.
Headline, 911 panel gains access to notes on briefings. Under the agreement, all 10 commissioners will be allowed to read the summaries after they're edited by the White House. Perfect.
Oh, great.
They include a CIA memo a month before the attacks to discuss the possibility of airline hijackings by Al-Qaeda. The panel rejected a request from some commissioners to subpoena the unedited version. And one of the 9/11 widows says, it sends a dangerous signal to all future presidents of 3,000 people dying on your watch. You can still stonewall, prevent a full investigation, and escape any accountability or responsibility. And can you believe the son of a bitch went on vacation? The CIA comes to him and says, we're pretty sure that Al-Qaeda is planning something big and it's got something to do with airplanes. And Bush says, well, fine, I'm going on vacation for a month again.
Well, you know, on the surface, you would be outraged by such a thing, except he's not running the country. Whether he'd been at the White House or not, no difference. This is, in fact, Dick Cheney's fault.
We just live in a time where, if you have an R behind your name, you're not responsible.
Yeah.
That's just kind of a drag.
It is more than a drag.
All right, what about the Catholics?
What about those Catholics? You keep scrubbing. You keep waxing. They keep screwing kids.
Survey of clergy abuse cases suggests previous estimates were low. They're saying now they've got 1,341 priests that were accused. Now, this is accused, not convicted or anything, but 1,300. Boy.
That's a whole lot of shaking going on there, Bart.
And plus, just the nature of the beast, you know, that's That's a priest. Those aren't incidents. So, you know, you can have a priest doing 25 kids and then he gets caught and they move him to another priest where he does another 25 and gets caught and they move him to another parish, and I just hate that.
So does that mean if I start my own porno video cassette series, Priestly Love, then at least I got 1,400 buyers?
Well, hey, what do you think about Tiger Woods? I've given him another $40 million to pretend he drives a Buick. Do you think if he... Tiger Woods, I'll bet, doesn't drive a Buick. If he does, he drives it into the tournament where he's sponsoring it, but I doubt if he drives a Buick when he's running around.
It is the most hilarious thing to see those commercials with Tiger Woo driving an Aerostar or whatever it is, driving a minivan. It's like, I believe that. Uh-huh.
I see where the USA Today has given Mr. Perfect their... They've listed him as the number 8 toughest athlete in the world.
Toughest?
Toughest.
Like, toughest.
Toughest as in... Stop breathing so hard. I'm trying to hit this little ball 2 feet. Would you stop breathing so I can concentrate? That's toughness.
I'm completely confused.
It says Tiger's will to win combined with his physical conditioning is unrivaled on the PGA Tour. Well, hey, too bad will to win doesn't translate into victory.
I'm still working on toughness. I mean, I could slap the guy and kill his whole family. Jesus.
Hey, still in the sports world, Anna Kournikova is in the new swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated.
God bless her. Because, you know, it doesn't matter if she wins or not. She's Anna Kournikova.
Well, you know, interesting, last year she had as many major victories as Tiger. How come she wasn't listed as the 8th toughest athlete in the world? And God knows it's a lot harder to play, so they tell me, to play tennis than it is golf.
Yeah, well.
Jeez, I know a certain vulgar junkie that can play golf with a monkey on his back.
I'd like to see John McEnroe go up against Tiger Woods. See who's tough then.
George Foreman's going to fight again. Can you believe that? He's only 55.
I mean, is this another Don King production? And now we got the old people hitting each other like you've never seen them hit each other before.
Yeah. I'll bet at 55, I'll bet he can still pack a big-ass wallop in those fists of his.
He's just going to put one of his lean, mean grilling machines in his gloves, you know, smack someone with it.
You know, he sold millions of those.
I've got one. They work. They're great.
I'll be damned.
Okay, you are damned.
Now I got a question for you personally.
Uh-huh.
Could you quit drinking for 2.5 years for $35 million?
When do I start?
Suspended Boston Celtics forward Vin Baker is expected to miss his 10th consecutive game tonight, a milestone that could allow the team to terminate a contract that was to pay him $35 million more over the next 2.5 years. He missed 2 months because he was in a rehab center to treat alcoholism. But the idea, if you've got $35 million, you can hire a black belt and say, here's $1 million, don't let me anywhere near any alcohol.
No shit.
It's just that when you have $35 million, your options are a little more varied.
And you should have a lot more focus. You should have $35 million reasons to focus.
And this poor guy, I mean, but think how sad that is that he's, you know, he can't. He is so into the alcohol that he can't, he's turning his back on the $35 million and his career, and you kind of, by implication, figure his family.
I mean, believe me, I love booze, but there's a financial limit to where I will love booze, and I don't need $35 million. Hell, if you tell me I have to stop for only, you know, 10 grand, I'm there.
All right, what about runaway nukes? That's always a lighthearted topic. Bush targets nuclear market.
The head of the Pakistani nuclear development program, who is considered a national hero for giving them the A-bomb.
A.Q. Khan.
A.Q. Khan. Yeah. He obviously has been selling those same secrets to many states that we would prefer not having them.
Well, I don't know much about the whole deal. You know me, I don't have time to get into each individual story, but wouldn't our cheapest way out of this just be to buy bombs from Russia? You know, they say that's where the problem is. They got 10 or 20,000 of them, and it'll only takes a couple to make a bad day.
Well, ironically, we were cutting the funding to stop the nuclear proliferation from Russia.
Exactly.
We had a program to buy fissile material, and we cut those funds so Bush could have his toy soldiers go into action. Now, going back to The Daily Show, Jon Stewart, you know, he was talking about how Khan just basically said, I'm sorry, I did this, I apologize. And he was pardoned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The guy was pardoned. And that's the point where Jon Stewart just kind of goes, Khan! Khan! Khan!
Damn.
And I thought that was very funny.
Well, yeah, it's kind of amazing. They said one reason he pardoned him is because the president, that Mujahid Sharif, whatever, he came to power in a military coup, so he's not really in a position to be telling other people to knock off the bold moves. But there's a representative from California, you might know her, Representative Ellen Toucher, Tauscher. Said Bush, quote, has consistently underfunded and even cut the non-proliferation programs that would make the United States safer.
That's what I was referring to, yeah.
John Kerry says Bush's ideas won't succeed unless he undertakes serious and sustained cooperation in law enforcement, intelligence gathering, diplomacy to halt nuclear proliferation. Now, see, Kerry can string at least a sentence together. I'll bet Bush couldn't say that last sentence if he gave him $1,000.
Well, it's funny. Here's a comedy bit here for you, okay?
Cool.
Fake news report from Reuters in Washington. A tragic fire on Monday destroyed the personal library of President George W. Bush. Both of his books have been lost. Presidential spokesman Ari Fleischer said the president was devastated, as he had not finished coloring the second one.
All right, let's talk about, I want to make a point about that little kid who got murdered on film, so to speak. Are you up on that story?
Yeah, Carly Brucia or whatever like that in Florida, where the gentleman was filmed on the camera from the gas station.
Yeah, there's another letter about, you know, America got all upset about Janet Jackson's breast. It says she was kidnapped about the time the Super Bowl started. I didn't know that, but at least that's what makes this kind of an interesting letter. And she goes on and on about how awful it is that the, you know, the guy was like a 13-time loser or something like that. He'd been convicted 13 times. Of course, he's out on the street. And you know why? It's because of marijuana. We have to keep the marijuana smokers in prison, and so there's no room for the child rapists in prison, so they let the child rapists out. If this guy had had a joint somewhere in his 11 or 12 arrests, he probably would still be in jail, but this idiocy we have about jailing people that smoke flowers so we can let the child rapists and the child murderers free is almost enough to piss one off.
Our prisons are indeed overpopulated with non-violent offenders, which are 90% drug-related, and they don't belong in prisons when other people get out that have been hurting others. It's just astounding.
You know, I don't know if they still do it here, but they used to do a deal in Oklahoma where they had this one kind of activist judge, federal judge, and he would just order the corrections department to release 400 people. You know, like, they had some formula. When you get to 96%, you have to bring that down to 80%, something like that. So they'd release hundreds of these guys, and for some reason it's the pot smokers, the guy that was caught with an ounce and a half, he's the guy that has to do his time for some phony, baloney, invisible cloud being we're trying to please. But, you know, the killers and the rapists, somehow they get a pass and they're back on the street. That's almost senseless.
Almost senseless? No, it is completely senseless.
It's almost as senseless as Bush getting away with this big investigation he's called on himself that he wants to report back in a year. What's up with that?
Well, he delayed it long enough. It's like, we want to make sure we get all the facts.
This guy writes in, to me, the most troubling aspect of Bush's mandated investigation into what went wrong with intelligence leading up to the war in Iraq is that the results will not be known before the election. I hope preliminary findings can be issued so they can be analyzed before we vote in September. I'm troubled that Bush is not asking for an investigation into whether the administration falsely hyped any information to the American people to make its case for war. Now, it just, you know how you don't like to be a broken record, but Clinton got caught lying about the girl, and we had to impeach him. Bush gets caught lying and gets 538 soldiers, and we lost three more yesterday. 538, and no telling how many burns and lost eyes and lost limbs. I mean, those could easily be in the thousands, but of course they're keeping a lid on that, so we can't know. But just those thousands of lives destroyed, and because he's got that R after his name, he gets a pass, and it just isn't fair. And it's almost enough to make you want to start your own webpage and your own radio show to bitch about it, because it just pisses me off.
I was watching 60 Minutes the other night, and they were showing Christiane Amanpour, who, by the way, is one of the best journalists in the world right now.
I like her.
She was doing a special assignment for 60 Minutes, and she was over in Iraq. And what you see over there is so radically and tragically different than what's being reported in mainstream news. In fact, 60 Minutes is probably the only non-whore news source anymore.
Let me tell you another Kerry problem. I know we're hopping around a little bit here, but headline, Bush Camp criticizes 1970 Kerry interview. Now, when Kerry was 26 and got back from Vietnam, he said some stupid things. And, of course, they're going to make it, you know, John Gay Marriage Kerry. That's all we're going to hear between now and then. But this was about the war. He was saying Kerry described himself as an internationalist who would like to see U.S. troops dispersed throughout the world only at the direction of the U.N. He also said he wanted to almost eliminate CIA activity. And the Bush people were quick to jump on that and say that makes him weak on defense. Well, yeah, I remember saying some stupid things last week. I can't imagine what I said when I was 26 that was stupid.
Well, the world was amazingly different back during the Vietnam War. Plus, the government was overtly lying to the people. The CIA was turning into a bad situation, making it worse. And ironically, have they done any better since?
Really?
I hate to say this. Long term, I, too, am an internationalist. And the concept of American troops dispersed under the UN banner, that's what peacekeepers are. Eventually, we're on one big freaking rock. It's just a round rock. There are no lines on the sand when you're looking down from it from the space shuttle, okay? We're all on the same planet with the same atmosphere. Eventually, this has to become one freaking planet, and we need peacekeepers. Now, I'm not naive enough to say that's going to happen anytime soon, but that is a goal. Isolation and nationalism, whether you're the top GDP nation in the world or the lowest Civil War-racked fourth world country in landlocked Africa, it does not help in the long term. So he was just, you know, slightly being utopian.
Well, you know, if Bush had any legitimate reasons to be in Iraq, he would have maybe 30 or 40 or 60 nations with him. And you'd think it would be pretty easy for us to make a deal that we'll supply the planes and the intelligence and the explosives and all that. You people, you other countries, your Germany, your Italy, your France, everybody, you put in the people. See, we got 538 dead Americans now. That could be 53 Americans if we had nine partners in there. But no, they're all Americans. And what really pisses me off is that because Americans have died, that gives Bush, he says, the right to have his friends make all the money over there since it was Americans that died. The outrage that since he sent these men to their death, his friends are going to get much, much richer.
Well, technically, aren't we now trying to hand over power to the United Nations so we can get out and hence have our soldiers there under UN control?
It's the frozen turkey situation. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Thanksgiving Day, and Bush forgot to take the turkey out of the freezer. And he's going to serve it at 7 o'clock no matter what. That's what he's going to do. We're going to leave Iraq July 1st. And just say, you're on your own. Sounds like that guy in the Blazing Saddles that, hey, goodbye, have a good one. We're going to leave those people, and there's Al-Qaeda's going to go crazy, and they're going to overwhelm this baby country that doesn't know what they're doing, that can't stand on its own 2 feet yet, and it's just going to be another big fucking mess that Bush got us into. But, of course, they'll blame Clinton, and they'll blame everybody else, that none of this blame will be attributed to Bush.
Well, if they try to make a lot of headway against Kerry with that comment, they're foolish. I'll tell you what's also pissing me off is that they're actually trying to press a photo of Kerry back right after the Vietnam War where it's got Jane Fonda in the foreground and out of focus about 5 rows back is John Kerry, and they're just staring at someone off frame. But they're using that photo to somehow discredit Kerry because he was within 50 feet of Jane Fonda.
I saw that this morning. CNN's running it again and again over and over. They think it's the hottest thing since, you know, Clinton hugged Monica in the beret. The sons of bitches, they can't give us real news, so they give us that instead.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I got a shout out to Chinako we need to send out to Representative Gary Ackerman, Democrat in New York.
Okay, what for?
He's on, oh hell, I don't want to go through it all, but they had Powell testifying in front of some House committee. And this Ackerman looked right at him and said, the truth was murdered before a shot was fired. The problem is utter lack of credibility with Congress, the American people, and the international community. Someone actually spoke some frank words to Colin Powell, and all Powell could do was take it. He kind of gave a mealy mouth. We presented what we believed to be the truth at the time. But everybody knows that Powell threw those papers in there and said, I refuse to read this at the UN because it's bullshit. And then Bush patted him on the head and gave him a nickname, Sparky, I think it was. And then, okay, I'll go read these, boss. Sorry.
Well, here's what Democrats and everyone listening should use as an argument, okay? We all know a severe fuck-up has happened. So, either A, the Bush administration lied to people, or B, they were incompetent. Period. There are only two options.
I'm with you. Have you heard about, switching again, you heard about the unexplained fires in a Sicilian village?
No.
Very, very interesting. For almost a month in Caneto de Corona.
Probably massacred that name.
Coronia, we'll call it.
Okay.
Electrical appliances wiring have burst into flames, says Giuseppe Mazzio, an expert looking into the problem for the Civil Defense Agency. At least one house was damaged, he said. The utility company cut power to the town after first reports, but the fires continued. Catholic exorcist Gabriel Amorth blamed Satan.
Good. At least they don't blame Clinton.
But check it out. Satan's got nothing else to do but hang around in Sicily and cause toasters to burst into flame. Satan, I don't guess, is that busy a guy these days.
Maybe he doesn't like toast.
What else we got? Bill O'Reilly's got a book out.
Whoa. Bill O'Reilly, let's go back. He finally apologized to the American people.
Check him out.
You read that, right?
Yeah, it was on a recent page. But the idea that, where the hell's he been? No, wait, a man in his position, that was a bad gamble he took. There was no reason for him to take that gamble. He could have said, if they turns out to be no WMD, I'll be really surprised. That's the kind of thing Rush says. You know, because Rush doesn't want, he can't, Rush very rarely says anything.
Exactly.
You know, unlike O'Reilly, but O'Reilly stuck his neck out and said, I won't trust Bush again. And now he's saying, yeah, I don't trust. He's lost a lot of credibility with me, and I don't trust him.
I would have preferred him say it on his own broadcast, because then he's actually telling it to people who actually believe him.
Well, yeah, apparently he made the promise on ABC, so it maybe he felt like he had to go back there to nig on it. He didn't renege, he nigged.
Like I said, it would have been better for him to do it in front of his brainwashed masses that believe him.
But yeah, but so now he's got another book out. I just don't understand where these blowhards get all this time. He's got a 2 or 3 hour radio show. He's got an hour of TV he does, and he's still got time to write a book. I mean, geez.
What's this one about?
Oh, it's a novel, Those Who Trespass. It says, as real and exciting as the streets of New York City, a mystery thriller that only one of New York's finest could solve. Well, yeah, if it's a New York crime, probably going to take a New York cop to solve it. But that little quote was William Bratton, former NYC police commissioner. But yeah, he's a friend of O'Reilly, so he's going to give him a nice quote there for his book. But O'Reilly and Laura and Hannity, all these people, they all got books coming out, one after another after another. I just don't understand, unless they got just other people writing them.
Well, actually, it makes sense, because they've been writing fiction for so long, it just makes sense that they make the next step.
Excellent, excellent. Well, hey, what about the SUV loopholes? Have you heard about this bullshit?
Well, I've been yelling for years the fact that SUVs don't conform to CAFE standards, which is the emissions standard set for passenger vehicles, because the auto industry has said SUVs are not passenger vehicles. They're light trucks, and therefore they can just pollute as much as they want.
Well, that idiot Bush he personally put this in the law, that if your vehicle weighs 6,000 pounds or more, you get this monstrous tax refund. Here it says sales of SUVs.
Yes, so people who buy Hummers can get a huge tax credit, because he just assumes they're being used for a small business. No, they're being used by rich fuckers.
Well, yeah, and the idea that he couldn't give a tax break to people buying a Ford Taurus or a Neon or some little car. No, it's the guy that's got $50,000 to spare. He's the guy that gets the big break. It says this one couple bought a Hummer and a Cayenne. Not sure what a Cayenne is.
It's the Porsche SUV, I believe. So it's even more expensive.
Oh, well, no wonder. They spent $108,000 on the two, and their tax savings was $37,000.
Son of a bitch.
You know, me and you, I got $300. I guess you did too. And this guy got $37,000 because he's already rich. But the point is, it would have done a lot more to help the economy, and would have helped a lot more people, would have raised a lot more money if they had put these tax breaks on for a $15,000 car. That gets a lot more people working. That gets
a lot more cars sold, a lot more people to their jobs.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're selling cheaper cars, that means people like Goodyear are going to be selling more tires, and the steel company is going to be selling a lot more steel, and it just goes on and on. But it's just the absolute definition of a fiscal insanity to reward the guy who's already totally rich.
Especially now that, according to the new budget, Amtrak will be no more. That's right, no more rail service in the United States.
Is that right?
Yeah. The head of Amtrak said the budget that Bush just put forward doesn't cover them, and they will have to shut down completely.
Well, we haven't had rail in Oklahoma for decades, so it's not going to affect me a whole lot. But I hate to think all those American Orient Express, those little luxury trains that we always were going to go on someday if we ever had some money, but I hate to think that's all shot to hell. Just another thing that Bush has let go into the toilet. Oh, and speaking of, what about his National Guard records that have come out? Have you heard about that?
Yes, in fact, first off, they released his medical records? No, his pay stubs, which then proves, he was gone for 6 months.
Right.
And then they released today his dental records, which just show, he got dental care. It doesn't mean he actually showed up for work.
The favorite part of mine is that he had to cross out the places where it said, have you ever been arrested? How many times have you been arrested and for what crimes? They got the big black magic marker, went all through that, and then released it. Why can't we know how many times the president has been arrested and for what crimes was he convicted? Why is that a state secret? Why does that help the terrorists if we know how many times Bush got caught with cocaine? And that was another big sham in 2000. They said, what about all this cocaine? He said, I ain't going to get into it. And the press said, oh, okay, we're sorry. I apologize. We won't ask no more. As if Clinton could have said, I don't talk about the women in my life, and they would have said, oh, okay, and gone home. No, it's only when you got the R behind your name is when you get the special treatment, like the son of a bitch has gotten his whole life.
I know, it's amazing.
It just keeps happening again and again. It's almost enough to drive one crazy.
Well, that's a lot of news. Here, let me tell you a really quick joke, Bart, okay?
Go.
Bill Clinton, Al Gore, and George W. Bush were set to face a firing squad in a small Central American country. Bill Clinton was the first one placed against the wall, and just before the order was given out, he yelled out, "Earthquake!" The firing squad fell into a panic and Bill jumped over the wall and escaped in the confusion. Al Gore was the second one placed against the wall. The squad was reassembled, and Al pondered what he had just witnessed. Again, before the order was given, Al yelled out, "Tornado!" That's my best Al Gore, by the way. Thanks.
That's a good impression.
"Tornado!" Okay, I wanted to do it again. Again, the squad fell apart, and Al slipped over the wall. The last person, George W. Bush, was placed against the wall. He was thinking, "I see the pattern here. Just scream out something about a disaster and hop over the wall." He confidently refused the blindfold as the firing squad was reassembled, and as the rifles were raised in his direction, he grinned from ear to ear and yelled, "Fire!"
I think we ought to just give a few minutes for the laughter to die down before we speak.
So, is that all the news?
I don't think we can fit one more story in there.
It's amazing how you say that every time. Well, okay. On behalf of Tommy Mac in Los Angeles and
Bart in Knuckledrag,
we'll talk to everyone next week. Thanks for subscribing to Bart Cop Radio. West Coast.